have dropped, I think 73% after they invested heavily in this device. So I don't know. It's what they're doing. They're trying to break in and really make a dent on Apple. But again, it's tough.
Yeah, as you know, trying to get your platform to market, Scatter. It's not easy, is it? Not easy at all. Now, talking about platforms, YouTube right up there now, right up there with the big boys.
I mean, in the UK, they're the third most popular website after Facebook and Google. And obviously, Google own YouTube, so it's basically a triumph for Google. I mean, yeah, they're the third most popular site, and everybody uses them. But the key thing is that more people are watching internet-based TV, and some of these YouTube stars who have just viraled really rapidly within the network than mainstream broadcasts. And a very interesting thing that's happening with YouTube is they're going to announce next week that they're signing partnerships with media companies to create television programs across a range of different categories exclusive to YouTube. So they're going to make a massive dent in the they're basically turning into a TV online TV network.
Yeah.
So that's basically the future. I think you'll see YouTube becoming a competitor to companies like the BBC. Basically.
Because these new smart TVs as well, they've got YouTube built in, so you'll be able to watch YouTube as a sort of channel on your smart TV.
That's exactly what's going to happen. They're investing $100 million to get some content produced for their first set of shows. And basically what's going to happen is people will be able to pay a very small monthly fee to get the programs that they're specifically interested in instead of paying huge license fees and big cable monthly fees. So it's more competition, and it's quite interesting to see. But, you know, they've got a lot of money, YouTube, so, you know, they're going to be in there. And it's from being a website where you uploaded videos, they're becoming their own TV network. The future for YouTube.
Yeah, listen, did you manage to speak to MC Hammer? Has he had a listen to what we talked about last week? I know you were going to give him a tape. What did he think?
Yeah, we got the audio, and I sent it to him, and he's going to put it on his blog, if you guys don't mind. He's very...
Do it. We're going to be on MC Hammer's blog. That's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can't touch
this. We'll be tweeting it out to his 2.5 million followers, which is fun.
Yeah, well, we are too legit to quit, my friend. Too legit.
That's
to quit.
It. You heard that then.
Yeah. Now, listen, have you been reading much this week? Because there's a big book out, isn't there?
I hear there is. Yeah. Steve Jobs, his biography's going to be launched. Is it Monday?
Yeah. It's going to be big, isn't it? I mean, you'll be in line for it already, aren't you? Surely you're queuing now, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Like, I saw there's so many tents in San Francisco on the Embarcadero next to the Bay Bridge because of this Occupy Wall Street, and I thought they were queuing up for the next iPad. It's kind of funny, but yeah, this new book is going to be interesting. I mean, he's the guy who's the biographer, Walter Isaacson. He spent a lot of time with Steve Jobs, interviewed him, I think, 40 to 50 times at work, at home. So obviously, everybody knows the story of Steve Jobs. If you're interested in the guy and how he built a career, how he got sacked from Apple and then came back when Apple were about on its knees and turned the whole company around. But this book is going to give us another account into the life of a genius in most people's eyes. I mean, it's going to be really, really exciting to read it.
Yeah, we look forward to it coming. Matt, we'll let you get some sleep, my friend. Thank you for staying up for us. Matt Hagger, live from California, our technology expert from Scatter and E-Man, who's hanging about with all the big dudes, including MC Hammer.